the gist. Until we see viable treatments, it's easy to miss the progress that's being made, more or less, in the background. The good news is that new efforts to expand and treat these diseases are happening, and sometimes in unlikely places. This blog is a celebration of a post-infectious field that is slowly but surely expanding. The Schmid Initiative for Long COVID's multi-continental study, for instance, has moved with lightning speed to produce a 6,000-person study across North and South America and Africa that uncovered signaling pathways it believes it can treat, and is about to begin a 1,200-person clinical trial using repurposed, that is to say, already available, drugs. The initiative is moving so quickly that it might not be long before we have steady evidence of a number of drugs that might help in long COVID. Speaking of treatment possibilities, two rapamycin clinical trials are underway in ME/CFS and long COVID, one funded by the Cimarron Research Foundation and one by PolyBio. Both are digging into the participants' pathophysiology to learn who benefits from this drug and what effect it is having on the immune system. A $10 million post-infectious diseases clinical center called the Cohen Center for Recovery from Complex Chronic Illnesses, CORE, opens up at Mount Sinai. This beautiful facility will not only bring the latest treatment options to these diseases, but will study post-infectious diseases like ME/CFS, long COVID, post-treatment Lyme disease, and others side by side. PolyBio's million-dollar grant to UCSF's LIINC Long COVID project allows ME/CFS to get linked up with Long COVID. Included in the grant is a first-ever study to rigorously validate and expand on Dr. Chia's enterovirus results and a whole-body scan to determine where in the spine and the brain T-cells are activating and producing damage. In what is potentially a monumental step forward, efforts thus far have succeeded in getting Congress to include ME/CFS in the NIH's Long COVID Recover project. With Recover revamping its clinical trials approach to be more nimble and creative, having ME/CFS alongside Long COVID in the project could reap dividends. The German government is plowing $16 million into translational ME/CFS research designed to produce treatments as Germany becomes ever more a major player in the ME/CFS field. It's a remarkable change for a country which 10 years ago or so was an afterthought in the field. Similarly, the Dutch have launched a 10-year program, one of whose studies hopes to do for ME/CFS what it did for autoimmune diseases. Quickly provide diagnostic criteria and treatment options for its doctors. The research group anticipated that, quote, treatments might be made available quite quickly, end quote. PolyBio has funded the first long COVID tissue bank that will include gut, lymph, cerebrospinal fluid, and bone marrow samples. The bank will allow LIINC researchers to search for the viral reservoir they believe is driving the disease. Increased collaboration and a search for treatments are two key themes. The ME/CFS and long COVID fields are continuing to expand and intertwine as they focus on finding treatments as soon as possible for these diseases.